When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 25th edition. Hope you guys enjoyed your Monday. It's a fun one. It's in the 10th inning in Oakland and LA. It's 10 to 8 A's. So hope you guys got your A stacks in that we talked about for your value. The Angels ones weren't bad, depending on who you played, of course. The big dogs actually aren't performing. The cheaper plays on the Angels are getting the job done. But the Oakland A's, Jose Suarez, very, very bad. Very bad. You need to Spencer Strider, obviously. Nearly, he went perfect through, I think, seven or into the seventh. Got you almost 50 DK points on Monday. So, yeah, he was worth every penny, as we expected on this slate. Alex Cobb was the big one. Complete game shutout. That was the surprise of the day. That's back-to-back starts. They've let him go. So let's just hope that's a sign of things to come so we can be confident in rostering Alex Cobb. Before we get into Tuesday's nine-game slate, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I got all my stuff there, all my shows. Benched with Bubba. We had a new episode for 584 with Mike Kirlin recapping the week four fab, plus some awesome player breakdowns, eight or nine different players that have been good, bad to start the season. So that's some fun stuff for you. It'll even help your DFS if you listen to that stuff. It's really, really good stuff there. You got Bubba and the Bloom coming at you Thursday. Got another episode of Benched with Bubba on Thursday with a special guest. So check that out. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, the First Pitch podcast by PitcherList.com, Monday through Friday. So those all get tweeted out from my account there. And then also written content, Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy. So check that out as well. But let's get crack-a-lacking on your nine-game Monday or Tuesday slate here for you. Your totals as we get going. White Sox, Blue Jays, 9.5. Marlins, Braves, 8.5. Padres, Cubs. It's a usual Wrigley Field special, so you're waiting on the total there. Two lefties on the bump, Snell and Steele. Give me some blue steel in that one. Yankees, Twins, 6.5. Nice low total there between Cortez and Joe Ryan. Tigers, Brewers, 8.5. A's, Angels, 8.5. Royals, D-backs, 9.5. Waiting on totals on a handful of other games, like the Giants games not there and a couple others. So we'll have to wait and see on those games. But let's get to your DK action for you. Pitching on the slate. Joe Ryan is 10-5 against the New York Yankees. I talked about it on a bench with Bubba. I talked about it a little bit here. The Yankees are not your Yankees of old. Even last year in the second half, they were not a good team outside of Aaron Judge. They're showing it again this year. Sonny Gray, 8 Ks. They have a 7 shutout on Monday night. They've been gettable. They'll have their moments where they have their big games. And for the most part, there's a lot to – they're playing small ball right now. On the season, they're striking out 25.4% of the time versus Ryan pitching with a .234 batting average. The 189 ISO is nice. It's kind of surprising, honestly, to see. But a 102 WRC plus, they're league average. They are league average for right-handed pitching. Paying 10-5 for Joe Ryan is rich. I'll say that much. But besides his last start against Boston, he's been very, very effective. He's got 24 more points in his first three starts. A little bit of a hiccup against Boston is mainly just only 3 Ks. He had 6 or more Ks in each of the prior three starts. He had back-to-back 10 K performances. One of them at the New York Yankees, where he's doing 7 innings, 1 earned 10 Ks. Does he duplicate that 36-point performance? That's tough to do. Could he get you 25 points? Very possible. So Joe Ryan, 10-5 in tournaments. I wouldn't trust him in cash. It's still a rich price, but I do like him in tournaments at 10-5. Justin Steele is 10-1 at home against the San Diego Padres. We'll have to wait and see what the weather is there. If the wind's blowing out, it makes Steele less appealing. That's for sure. But I'm a big Justin Steele guy. I mean, it's followed me long enough. Even like all last year, we were on him, especially when he was cheap on DK. That was beautiful. We like him to start the season. He's earned the price tag, 21 or more points in 3 or 4 games. He has 17 or more in all 4 games. That's a pretty solid floor. He's given up 2 earned runs or less in every start, 6 innings pitched in every start, and he's got you 5 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts. He's been very, very effective. There's no downplaying what Justin Steele is doing. It's just, again, are we really going to pay 10-1 for Justin Steele against the pretty good San Diego Padres offense, a team that's got, Fernando Tatis back. It's the team that on the season is striking out 20.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That was a lot of it without Tatis, hitting 241 with a 169 ISO. They are at 94 WRC plus. So you got to factor in the width without Tatis part if you want to really get at it. But they are a potent offense. I like Steele in tournaments, just like I like Joe Ryan in tournaments. I don't trust either one of them to go all in on, but I think they're both good. Honestly, I kind of like Joe Ryan's matchup in a pitcher-friendly ballpark in Minnesota more than Steele against the Padres. I like them both, though. So pick your poison if you so choose between the two. We mentioned the low score, the low total of 6.5 in that Yankees-Minnesota game. The opposite of Joe Ryan is Nestor Cortes at $9,500, and he's going up against the Minnesota team, striking out 28.4% of the time versus lefties, 207 batting average. They do have a 152 ISO, so when they get into it, they get into it, and an 81 WRC plus. So this Twins team versus left-handed pitching is mediocre at best. Cortes is $9,900, excuse me on that one. He faced Minnesota at 7 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks in his last outing. He's gone at least 5 innings in each start, 6 innings in back-to-back starts, 3 runs or less all every time out there, 5 or more Ks in 3 straight, 7 in each of his last 2 starts. He's getting ramped up. He got to 94 pitches in his last go. I think Nasty Nestor at 99. This is one of those slates where you don't have like an actual ace like we've had. Like we had Spencer Strider on Monday. We had DeGrom on Sunday. Like these are the awesome plays. Like other slates will be like 3 aces to pick from, like where you feel pretty confident in. This is one of those slates where it's kind of like, okay, let's kind of navigate the minefields here. Like Joe Ryan's good, but we know the risk for the price. Same with Steele. I think Nasty Nestor at 99 is the one I'm liking against Minnesota. A team, again, that strikes out a ton versus lefties. Because San Diego doesn't strike out a ton, so Steele's got to be super efficient and super good. Joe Ryan could rack up the K. That's why I think he's got a very nice ceiling, but he's $600 more than Nestor, so I'll take the savings to Nestor at 99 against this Twins team. That's where I'm willing to risk. I like them both, but if I had to plant a flag for one of these pitchers up top, give me Nasty Nestor at $9,900. I don't know how in the hell Sean Manaea is $9,400 on DK. If for some reason he gets the job done, congratulations. I will be playing St. Louis. I'm just going to throw those out here right now before we even get to the hitters. St. Louis is striking out 19.3% of the time versus lefties. They're hitting 316 with a 226 ISO and a 152 WRC+. They are pretty much the best team in baseball so far on this short season, or like the second best WRC+ wise, the second best behind the best team in baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays. And they have the same 252 ISO. Or no, they have a better – or no, 252 ISO to 226. They are the second best team in baseball, so left-handed pitching, the St. Louis Cardinals. Somehow Sean Manaea, who's been getting pelted all over the diamond, is $9,400. Yeah, we'll be stacking St. Louis in this one.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, back to the pitching is what you came here for. So we have to save some cash here. I think Charlie Morton at 86 is very solid. He'll probably be popular just because of the pitching we mentioned on this slate. But it's like I'm a broken record. I'll say it every time Chucky's on the slate here, he's going to give you 5 or 6 innings. He's going to give you like 3 runs or less. He's going to get you 5-6 Ks, sometimes more. It depends on it. What's he done? He's gone 5 innings in every start. He's gone 3 runs or less in every start. He's gone 5 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. He's gone back-to-back like 17-plus point games. He's never going to – okay, I won't say never. He'll probably not break the slate this year, but he's going to be consistently a solid SP2 and a pretty decent cash pitcher every time out there. You get the Miami Marlins tonight, so Chucky, Charlie Morton at $8,600, 100% on board with that one. Now's where it starts to get murky, where we want to have some fun. And don't shoot the messenger, but Jose Barrios is interesting on this slate at $8,100. He's put up 15 or more points in back-to-back starts, 23 points, 2 starts ago against Tampa Bay of all teams. He's gone 5 or more in 3 or 4 this year. Let's just talk about those last 2 starts. 5 innings or more, 2 runs or less, and he got you 3 Ks and 6 Ks. So not bad, a 6 K out, and he got you 23 points. The ground ball, the fly ball are much, much more in his favor. The biggest question and concern I have, 77 pitches in each start, so he's not going super deep. And those outs, and that just all like I hate playing that guessing game. That's why the Alex Cobb thing, I said he's a great GPP play. Just know the Giants are doing this yo-yo thing with him, and they didn't do it for this first time, which was great to see. I didn't see any reports about that because I think the Giants beat reporters are annoyed with this team already, as fans are. So that was interesting to see. But then you look at this White Sox team, and it's a depleted offense that it got the job done versus Bassett. Bassett also left with a back injury, so who knows exactly what Bassett they were facing out there. But I'm just waiting for Fangraphs to load, and I can give you some more info here. But it's a White Sox team. You know, Moncada is still out, so you got that concern for you. And I can't get it to load. They're just not a very potent team right now. That's the bottom line. Like, you got a lot of Jake Berger. Eloy Jimenez is heating up. I'll give him that much. That is good to see. But it looks like Fangraphs wanted to go down as I'm using it. So that's awesome. We might not have it for the rest of the show. But yeah, Jose Barrios is interesting at $8,100. Some other options to take a peek at on this wonderful, wonderful slate here. We've got, Brady Singer, if you could ever figure it out, that'd be great. But Griffin Canning at $6,400 is 100% an interesting play here. 5 or more innings in each start, 2 runs or less in each start, 4 Ks in each start. It's up to 100 pitches his last start. Now you get the Oakland Athletics. This is a very, very enticing matchup, to say the least, as we know we love to face Oakland anytime we can. So that's one we should definitely get behind on this slate. So give me some Griffin Canning. That's one I like at $6,400. And then a few, if you really need to, Spencer Turnbull at 52, I can get behind just for the risk-reward factor. We've seen him with a 21-point ceiling, we've seen him with a minus 10-point floor. You're paying $5,200 against Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a very potent offense. We know this. We know Rowdy Tellez will be back in the lineup. You got Christian Yelich. You have William Contreras. You have William Adames. There's a bunch of potent bats in that offense. But there's also some lots of swing and miss in that offense. So if you need to get really risky, Turnbull at 52 would be a guy I'd look at, but I try not to go there if I need to. So all of that said, here's your pitching I'm looking at. You have Ryan Steele and Cortez up top. 3 really good pitchers, not 3 aces of a slate you'd want to pick from. If I have to, I rate it Cortez, Ryan Steele. And Steele's my favorite pitcher of the bunch, but on this slate, it's Cortez, Ryan Steele. If you want to save some cash, Eric Lauer is kind of interesting at 88. Didn't mention it, but Charlie Morton at 86, Jose Barrios at 81, Griffin Canning at 64 I like as a punt, and you got Turnbull at 52. So Canyon at 64 is probably one of my more favorite places by price point wise, but we'll have to kind of wait and see how that one goes. All right, let's take a look at the bats on this 9-game Tuesday slate here. Catcher's position for you. You got Sean Murphy versus Hoeing. Hoeing's making his debut for the Fish, the Marlins. In this one, he's 5K. Murphy just keeps crushing baseballs. So keep him on your radar. If we are full stacking against Mania, Wilson Contreras is 4,700. That's one to pay attention to. And it's going to be heating up on the West Coast. It'll be really hot towards the middle of the end of the week. But it's heating up. So even though it's a night game in San Francisco, that ball's probably going to fly a bit. So don't go full sleepy on that one either. A few other ones outside of Contreras and Murphy here. We've got William Contreras versus Turnbull at 38. Yasmani Grandal versus Barrios. If you aren't using Barrios, Yasmani Grandal is $3,400. That's a good savings, technically, at the position. I do not think Mike Clevinger is very good. So Danny Jansen at 32 could be a bit of a savings for you. Chad Wallach mentioned him for Monday's slate. He went deep at $2,600 for the Angels. He's 3K versus Miller. I have no problem using Chad Wallach in this one. And is that them? No. Oh, it's Mason Miller. I forgot about that. I totally slipped up on that. I still, you know, he's got to be efficient. He's awesome to watch. I'll sit and watch. But yeah, Mason Miller is taking the bump. So maybe not Chad Wallach at 3K, but he's there if you need him. I don't mind Shea Langeliers if you're not using Candy. Langeliers is $2,900. He got robbed of a grand slam in the 10th inning. Robbed of a grand slam by Taylor Ward. That one stung, as I liked him a lot for Monday. So, yeah, you got that going for you. But Yan Gomes at 29 if you're not using Blake Snell. So Gomes can hit lefties very, very well. So there's tons of value, especially a catcher so far here you can play with. Matt Theis might get the start for the Angels behind the dish. He's first-base catcher against Miller's $2,300. If you're looking to fade Miller, I'm not 100% of fading Miller. The only reason why I want to think about fading Miller is he'll go four or five innings, and then you get four or five innings of horrific A's bullpen. That's what you're shooting for. You're hoping for the two at-bats versus the bullpen, and that can do a lot of damage because this A's team was winning like 7-1 or something when their starter left, and now it's 11-10 in the bottom of the 10th right now. So, yeah, their bullpen sucks, so keep that in mind. First base position, you got Shohei Ohtani at 64. I could see him taking Miller deep just for fun. You got Goldie versus Mania at 61. That is awesome. Goldie, yeah, bring it. Going down farther, though, Big Meat Pete Butt versus Josiah Gray at 6K. Not too shabby, but Matt Olson, another big game on Monday, $5,900. So you got some nice pay-up spots at first base. Or you go to Rowdy Tellez versus Turnbull at 43. If you think it's not the not good Turnbull, Rowdy at 43 is very, very good on this slate. Going down to 4K and below now, Brandon Drury had a big night on Monday night. He's at $3,600 if you're buying into a repeat there. Joey Meneses is interesting. He's starting to heat up, had a nice weekend. We talked about it before on this show, I believe. I know I did it on Pitch with Bubba. The underlying metrics are very strong for Meneses. It was just a matter of, like, actually, the underlying metrics looked identical to last season, and we all thought he overachieved last season, so we thought there'd be a middle ground somewhere. Well, this past weekend, he hit his first home run of the year on Friday. He went 4-for-6 on Saturday, went 0-for on Sunday. But we saw some life get breathed back into Joey Meneses. He gets Buto on the Mets on Tuesday. So Meneses at 35. I like Vinny P a lot at 35 if you want a discounted first baseman. Ryan Nelson's taking the bump for Arizona. Decent pitcher, but a lot of pitch to contact with Ryan Nelson. So Vinny P at 35 is a very, very strong play and value. Like, if you join the GTE Fantasy Patreon, I make a cheat sheet. Vinny P will be on it, and he might be in the top plays color. Let's put it that way. Like, him and Rowdy for price point are two of my favorite first basemen on this slate. If you want to save some money and you want to attack Brady Singer, which you 100% can, because Brady Singer just pitches to contact, Pavin Smith is $3,200, and he is a great value. I wish he was still first base outfield. He was up until today, apparently, so that sucks. But Pavin Smith at 32 is another really strong play to save some money. So you can pay up for a couple pitchers so far. We'll see what the other bats look like. But there are definitely some options here. And then Spencer Torkelson at 26. You got Ryan Noda at 25. A couple of just full YOLO punts if you need them. I see the arguments for them. I don't think I'm going to get there, though. Second base position on this slate, you got Thairo Estrada at 54. Woodford pitches with a lot of contact for St. Louis. That's why this pitching slate's weird. It's like, some guys that don't get shelled a lot, but some guys that don't strike anybody out, so they could get shelled at a moment's notice. Thairo Estrada at 54, not really feeling like paying for that. I'd rather pay Ketel Marte at 46 for Brady Singer. I like that a ton. Ozzie Albies down to $4,300. That is criminal. That is stupid. That is an asinine price tag. Play Ozzie Albies at $4,300. He's on. I know he's only hitting 244. He's got five homers. He's got double-digit points in three of his last five, and he gets a youngster in Hoeing pitching for Miami in Atlanta, where the ball's flying out of it right now. Ozzie Albies is 43. He's just stupid price tag, DK. So yeah, play that, please. You got Brandon Drury at 36, like we talked about, if you want to go there. Luis Rengifo's down here. Tony Kemp's down here at 32, if you want to go that direction. But, yeah, the play you're looking for is Ozzie Albies. If you need to punt, though, a guy that I've been using when I play A's, I played him over the weekend. I played him on Monday night. Jordan Diaz is hitting second, and he's $2,200 versus Griffin Canning. He's hitting well over 300 this year, a little bit of pop in that bat. He's a really good punt at $2,200. So if you want to just go full punt at second base, Jordan Diaz of the Oakland Athletics at $2,200. Third base, Nolan Arenado at 55 is a great play. I know he's going to have a slow start to the season, but you give me Manaea. Arenado loves to destroy the Giants. If that combination is just meant to happen. Austin Riley at 54 is awesome. Chapman at 51 is outstanding. Josh Rojas at 49 is not bad because he will not get play. No one will play him when you have Arenado, Riley, Chapman, and Machado right below him. So Rojas, if you want some Arizona leverage versus Singer, that's your dude. But I like Chapman, Arenado, Riley quite a bit on this slate. Cheaper ones, though, Patrick Wisdom, great tournament play, third base outfield versus Blake Snell at 47. That's a really good tournament play. So some pricey third baseman on this slate. Other than that, wow, it drops off. Jaime Candelario at 31, if you want to save a bunch of cash and attack the youngster Buto, I could see the appeal there. If you don't think Barrios is going to be any good, Jake Berger at 3K is a very good value. Very good value. Not like a lock-in play, but a great value if you're fading that one. Brett Beatty at 25. I feel like he's going to have a big game here sooner or later. Josiah Gray can give him that big game. So Brett Beatty at 25 is a good punt as well at the third base position. Shortstop for you here. Bo Bichette's always fine at 58. You got Bogarts, Thairo Estrada, William Domus at 53 is nice. Dansby versus Snell at 52. But if you just want like matchup price pay-up spot, Francisco Lindor at 51 is outstanding versus Josiah Gray. I'll keep going to Bobby Witt at 5,000. That's just – he doesn't get the respect. I think it's because there's so many shortstops, so it's tough to get that respect he deserves. But Bobby Witt Jr. at 5K is a very good play versus Ryan Nelson. I'll sit behind that one for sure. Going down cheap, though, yeah, Javi Baez at 33. Zach Neto at 29. He had a decent game on Monday. Not a lot, though. CJ Abrams at 25 versus Buto, if you need to. Here's your play if you want to just punt shortstop, which you don't need to punt every position. But Paul DeJong is $2,500 for Sean Manaea. DeJong returned on Sunday, went deep in his first game of the season. Gets the lefty Manaea. He's $2,500. That's a pretty solid punt for you. Outfield position, you got Ronald Acuna at 66. He just does everything. You got Shohei at 64, Trout at 63. Those are all fine. But let's go down a little more. You got Tatis at 56. That's interesting. A little farther down here, you got Starling Marte, if he's feeling good, at 52. Going down below 5K, though. Yelich at 49 just keeps kind of sitting at that $4,800 to $4,900 range. Don't hate it. Lou Bob at 49 as well, both decent plays. His price tag keeps creeping up, and I keep playing. He's 44 on Monday. Corbin Carroll's up to 47 on Tuesday versus Brady Singer. Still a great play. Great play. He just fills the stat sheet. He might be better cash than GPP, but he does have a ceiling, and Singer just doesn't have it right now. So very intrigued by that scenario. Tyler O'Neill versus Sean Manaea at 45. That's very nice. Dalton Varsho at 44 is awesome. So like usual, you don't have to pay up at the outfield. You can start with Carroll at 47, O'Neill at 45, Varsho at 44. All very quality plays on this slate. Mitch Haniger did return on Monday. He's 42 versus Woodford. Not thinking I'm going to throw him in there, but he's there. You got Conforto at 4K versus Woodford as well. Yastrzemski at 37. Yaz is swinging it really well. So at least tournament-wise, he has some appeal for you. Going down to the mid-threes now, you got Brian Anderson at 35. Yeah, I like him more for the lefty, but it's all good. He actually has kind of reverse splits more than you think. Jordan Walker should get the start for St. Louis. He's been kind of underwhelming for the hype train he had, but he's $3,400 for Sean Manaea. That's kind of worth the price. But some of the discounts, like I mentioned, Albies is kind of ridiculous. You got Eloy Jimenez at 33. I know he's hitting 208 on the season, but the dude's heating up. Like, I don't know what we're expecting from him. He has a 2, 4, 5, 6 game hitting streak coming into tonight's Tuesday's action. Got double-digit points in 2 of his last 3. He's homered in 2 of his last 3. He's getting healthy because he missed some time there. Eloy at 33 is a very, very intriguing value for Jose Barrios. Going down to the 3KM below range now. Edwin Olivares hits second versus the lefty, Tommy Henry. We'll see where he hits the lineup against Nelson, but Olivares did go deep in his first at-bat against Henry. Jake McCarthy's 28, but he's been so bad, but he's cheap. If you need it, he is cheap. I'll say that much. A few other ones here. You got, it's not great. It's not what it's been the last few weeks. The pricing's gotten a little better, at least in the punt outfield position. Not other positions, punt outfield. Alec Thomas at $2,300 is a punt I don't mind if you're stacking Arizona. His underlying metrics are really strong. He's kind of heating up. So I don't mind Alec Thomas if you need to punt in the outfield, but there's enough punts at other positions you might not need to. All right, let's recap the pitching conundrum. You got Joe Ryan, you got Justin Steele, you got Nestor Cortez up top. I rate Cortez, Ryan, Steele for this slate alone. Obviously, in real life, I like Steele over the other two. Charlie Morton, 86, very solid floor, mid-price guy. On this slate, Eric Lauer is slowly looking more usable at $8,800 versus Detroit. That's one I can definitely see being interesting, let's put it that way. And then Jose Barrios at $8,100. Griffin Canyon at 64 is a pretty strong punt. And if you have to go full YOLO, Spencer Turnbull, I'd rather stick in the Griffin Canyon, get maybe that Morton Lauer range, the one of the dudes up top. That's kind of where I'd like to not deviate too far away from. If you're looking to stack on this slate, Toronto versus Clevinger is totally great. I hate Clevinger. I think he's garbage. The Mets versus Josiah Gray is a great play as well. Atlanta will be one of my top stacks, especially with some of the prices on their guys, just stupid prices on Ozzie Albies. So Atlanta versus Hoeing, I like a ton on this slate. You got that Oakland-LA game. That's interesting. But give me Arizona versus Singer a lot, and give me the Giants versus – St. Louis versus Benaiah. So St. Louis, Arizona, Atlanta, my top three stacks on this slate. It's going to be a fun one, though. Nine games. Check the lineups when they come out, because we've got some goofy scratches and stuff on Monday. Who knows what we'll get on Tuesday. But if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Check me out in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord. It's $5 a month. Join the Patreon over there. And we have a lot of fun. So come get her done. Hope you guys have a good Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 25th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.